U.S. Republican lawmakers have released a memo which accuses senior American intelligence officials of abusing power in their investigation into President Donald Trump's alleged collusion with Russia in the 2016 presidential election. The document was declassified and given to Congress by Trump. It alleges that Democrats have funded a program to spy on Trump's campaign aide, Carter Page. The FBI has expressed deep concern over redactions made to the document, which had not been made public. Democrats have also described the memo as misleading, saying it's aimed at discrediting the FBI's probe into Trump team's alleged ties with Russia. They've warned of a constitutional crisis if the U.S. president sacks the probe chief. Before the release of the controversial memo, Trump called the facts in the document disgraceful, saying a lot of people must be ashamed.
I think it's terrible. You want to know the truth? I think it's a disgrace. What's going on in this country, I think it's a disgrace. The memo was sent to Congress. It was declassified. Congress will do whatever they're going to do. But I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And when you look at that, and you see that and so many other things, what's going on, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves, and much worse than that.
Earlier on Friday, Trump accused the Justice Department and FBI of politicizing their investigation in favor of Democrats. Meanwhile, Democrats have said they will publish their version of the memo soon as a countermeasure. The issue of Russia's alleged interference in the U.S. 2016 presidential vote has been a serious bone of contention between the GOP and the Democratic Party for the past year. Joining us live now from South Bend is Mr. E. Michael Jones, who is editor of Culture Wars Online magazine. Mr. Jones, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this memo?
What we're seeing here is the disintegration of the legitimacy of the government. The FBI and the government are supposed to stand above partisan issues in the United States political system. What this memo shows is that the FBI went and got a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant on a member of the Clinton a member of the Trump team, based on a dossier that was created by the Democratic Party by a man named Christopher Steele, that was pretty much made up. Once that document became that dossier became public, once the Democratic Party's authorship of it became public, the whole case for a Russian interference in the Trump election simply disappeared. It evaporated. And now what we're seeing here is that the FBI under Comey was basically working for the Democratic Party. What this does is it destroys the legitimacy of the FBI, basically, which is supposed to be some type of nonpartisan government agency that is operating in the interest of the all of the people of the United States. It turns out that during the election campaign, they were only operating in the interest of the Democratic Party. And they were doing this because the oligarchs feared Trump threatened their hold on power in the United States.
So, Mr. Jones, what kind of an effect will this, do you think, have on this, this investigation into collusion by Russia, of course, in the U.S. elections?
The investigation into Russia isn't going to go anywhere. It's just not going to be there. They're trying to have obstruction of justice charges, which are after the fact, okay? That's not collusion with Russia. That's covering up something. Well, that's after the fact. There's nothing there. There's nothing to investigate. So what you're seeing here is internecine struggle. It's what's happening here is there is no we anymore in America. You're either on one side or the other, and the point of this is to grab the government so that you can destroy your opponents on the other side of the aisle. What happens here is that the country loses its sense of purpose, loses its sense of direction, and everything becomes just kind of bitter struggle for power.
Very well, Mr. Jones, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your sharing your insight with us.